A true story written by you. Alpacas on the loose. That last alpaca wouldn't budge. What was I supposed to do? By Romney P., age 12, California, USA. Heavenly Father, now I pray, guide and guard me every day. Children's Songbook, page 19. Last summer, I worked for my neighbor. She has a big alpaca farm right next to her walnut orchard. Alpacas look kind of like llamas, only smaller. My job was to clean out their stalls every day. I liked the work, even if it wasn't easy. One hot summer afternoon, I showed up and my neighbor was gone. That wasn't a problem, though. She already told me I could clean the stalls any time I chose, even if she was away. While I was cleaning, one of the alpacas knocked over a gate. In a few seconds, all 14 alpacas escaped into the yard and orchard. I couldn't believe it. I felt sick to my stomach. How would I ever get them back by myself? I started scrambling as fast as I could, rounding them up one or two at a time. 15 minutes later, my heart was pounding from all the running, but the last one finally went back into the stall. Phew! Then I turned and saw a pregnant alpaca lying down by a fruit tree 30 feet away. Ugh! Still one more to go. I tried scaring her back into the stall, but she wouldn't budge. Then I tried pulling her with a harness and a rope that I found in the garage. No good. She lay there like a giant pile of bricks. I blew out my breath in frustration. What else could I try? Then I remembered there's always a way to ask for help, no matter where I am. I knelt down to pray. As soon as I finished praying, I opened my eyes and could hardly believe what I saw. The alpaca was walking back toward the stall, all on her own. I opened the gate, and she walked right in. I smiled as I rode my bike home. I knew Heavenly Father had answered my prayer. End of the story, Alpacas on the Loose.